This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Over the past weeks, we've been considering the words given by Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount. We're coming near to the end of this series, and today we'll be considering some of Jesus' concluding words, and they are confronting. Here's Abel now to help us understand the decision Jesus puts before us.
Most of us, I'm sure, have been out travelling in our car or walking on a track, and we've come to a T-intersection or a fork in the track. When that happens, we're faced with a decision. Which direction will we go? Which one we take will determine where we end up, whether we get to go where we want to go. Jesus takes this type of decision and uses it as a picture of a choice of life. In his Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 11, Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Jesus pictures people coming up to two gates. One is wide and leads on a broad, smooth road. That route is busy and people are streaming through the gate. The other gate is small, harder to find, and the road beyond it looks narrow and difficult. Only a few people are making their way through it. And Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate." He says this because he is close to the end of his Sermon on the Mount. Now he wants to apply what he has said. So verses 13 to 14 are the beginning of the conclusion. This is the final exhortation. Becoming a Christian is not just about knowing doctrine. It's not just about having enough information or thinking of Christianity as a wonderful philosophy or belief system. It is about knowledge. But there must also be action. What you know must be applied. You have to make a decision. You have to take what you know and put it into practice. That is what Jesus is urging on us here. He gives this exhortation in the light of the final judgment that is coming. This is the overall theme of this chapter. "Think ahead," he says, "and make a wise choice. All humanity is on one of two paths." So firstly, there is the wide gate and the broad way. The entrance to this path is wide. It's an easy entrance, very inviting, spacious, roomy, accommodating. People going through this gate can take everything with them. You don't have to leave anything behind. You can take your sin and selfishness and pride. You can take your greed and envy and jealousy. You can take all your bad habits and anger and immorality. The entrance is so easy that you don't have to do anything to enter this gate. In fact, by nature, everyone heads for this entrance. It is our natural sinful inclination. This is the pull of our sinful, depraved heart. Unless you have made a conscious and deliberate choice to enter by the narrow gate, then you are, in fact, already through the wide gate. And the way is broad. It's a smooth way. This route is like a wide and spacious boulevard. The road is flat and paved and easy to walk. This is a picture of the way of the world and the way of sin. It doesn't make any demands on you. It doesn't require any sacrifices. You don't have to commit yourself to anything. You can just go along, pleasing yourself, following your sinful inclinations. This is the path of least resistance. This is a popular way. This is the way that tells you that you can find happiness by chasing the world of fashion, of success, of money. King Solomon tried all these things. He busied himself with pleasure, money, woman, food, wine, building and gardening. He describes all of this in the book of Ecclesiastes. But in the end, he came to the conclusion that it was all empty, useless, vain. This broad way might be an easy way, and many others might be travelling with you, but it will not give you lasting happiness. In fact, it ends in destruction. Each one of us must take this as a serious warning. You can ignore these words of the Lord Jesus at your own peril. Are you on the broad road that leads to destruction? Or have you found the small gate? Are you on the narrow way? So secondly, we can talk about the small gate and the narrow road. The entrance is small. It's so narrow that you can't take everything with you. You can't take your good works, as though they might be bonus points to help you get through. Nor can you take your sins with you. The only way you can get through that gate is to confess your sins and resolve to leave them behind. That is repentance. You have to admit your sin and then turn away from it. You need to leave covetousness, lust, selfishness, self-righteousness, and pride. To enter through the narrow gate, you must be poor in spirit, which is the first of the Beatitudes. The gate is so narrow that it will only allow one person at a time. You have to go through on your own. When you become a Christian, you join a community of people and you are a part of the church. But you have to come through that gate on your own. Becoming a Christian is a personal matter between you and God. No one else can do that for you. And you can't come through with anyone else either. Not with your wife or your husband or your friends. The gate itself is the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus says, "I am the gate." He is the entrance to the way. The way into this narrow path is through faith in Jesus. So when Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate," he was calling people to believe in him, to believe in him as the Son of God, as Lord, as Savior. He calls you to do that. Enter by faith through that small gate. The gate is small. And the path is narrow. This means it is a difficult way. It also suggests that it involves discipline, obedience, and commitment. You'll need to pursue righteousness. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Being a Christian will mean bearing a cross in self-denial. Christians need to explain this to people when we tell them about the gospel. Sometimes we don't tell the full story when speaking to others about becoming a Christian. We paint a rosy picture, but we don't explain the hard parts. But Jesus told people what they were in for. He told the rich young ruler he had to leave behind his possessions. He spoke to the Samaritan woman about her life of adultery. He told eager would-be disciples to count the cost. This is a narrow, difficult way. It is also an unpopular way. Only a few find it. This is not a well-travelled route. You have to be prepared to draw away from the crowds. You have to be prepared to stand apart from the world. But this is a blessed way. It is a good path to be on. The best part of being on the path is that you are walking with Jesus. You are following him. He has gone the way before you, and through his Spirit, he is walking it alongside you. If you are on this path, you will experience the joy of the Lord, the security of belonging to God the Father, the hope of eternal life, and the prospect of happiness in heaven with Jesus, because this path ends in eternal life. The life that Jesus describes is the life of the kingdom of God. Describes a fellowship with God that begins now, but will go on forever. There are two gates, and you must enter through one or the other. There are two ways, and you're on one or the other. There's no third alternative, and there's no middle way. Today, through these words of our Lord, the Holy Spirit calls you to choose. Will you take the broad road that leads to destruction, or will you take the narrow road that leads to life?
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Today you've heard Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend John Haviland. Please join us next Sunday, 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. when we'll consider further challenging words of Jesus as he tells us about false prophets. Until then, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.